Blog Talk Radio.
You now are watching unfold a giant battle between the right and the left over the meaning of the term alt. Donald Trump has now characterized the left as alt-left, and the far right, the far left is alt-left, the far right is alt-right, and had a wild press conference last night. And there's some unexplained things going on that we really need to find out about. Why were the police told to stand down before this lady was run over? And was there any violence from the left, from the Black Lives Matter, from the Antifa group? Or was it all on one side? I think we need to know that. And I think we need to know that because it's being characterized in the media as an event that occurred in which there was some tension and then some white Nazi shows up in a Charger, ironically, and goes and runs somebody over on the other side. And I think that there was violence on both sides, and that I think Trump is, as usual, has either stumbled into or has tapped into something that he senses a way to approach it that other people don't, right or wrong, good or bad. And he is going after something that is important. How will history rate Trump? I have no idea. I mean, in part, it has to do with who writes history, of course. And if Trump is hated now, he may be hated in the future. But I think the future historians should be aware of the fact that he was not supposed to win. He had a totally different idea of the presidency. He did have a sense of patriotism. Now, if you're on the left, if you're a Frankie, maybe a Kathy, you think that everything that Trump has ever done since the day he was conceived has been evil. If you so brainwashed, no matter what I say, I can't get through to you. But if this guy does right and wrong, good and bad, like everybody else, I think we got to pay attention and try to figure out, even on the left, the things that he's doing that are good that and support him. And if we disagree with something he does, then express it to our friends, our neighbors, our congressmen, whatever. Get involved in the political process. But Trump is not Hitler. And it was a catastrophe, in my opinion, for the left to go after this. If the left ends up pushing him out of office, it's going to destroy the whole thing. And the left is famous, and I'm talking about real leftism, socialism, is famous for, in their crazy attempt to get power and their crazy ideas about what leadership means, of it destroying everything. And look at the history of Russia, look at the history of China, if you don't agree with me. Every time real leftism has been in power, it has been the world's worst catastrophe. Hitler was a leftist, by the way. He was not anywhere on the right. Just because you love weapons doesn't mean you're on the right. But here's a little bit of Trump's press conference. Fake news. Alt-left, alt-right. Who's guilty?
You mean Senator McCain voted against us getting good health care?
Yeah. Said that the alt-right is behind these attacks, and he linked that same group to those who perpetrated the attack in Charlottesville.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm sure Senator McCain must know what he's talking about. But when you say the alt-right, define alt-right to me. You define it. Go ahead.
Well,
define it for me. Come on, let's go.
Define Senator McCain defined them as the same group.
Okay, what about the alt-left that came... Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact they came charging, that they came charging with clubs in their hands, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
Right.
So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. I'm not finished, fake news. That was a horrible day. I will tell you something.
That person that you hear shouting is the same idiot from CNN who didn't know that the inscription at the base of the Statue of Liberty was not the law. What's that guy's name? Jim something or other? Jim Arcadia? Jim Acosta?
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
Go ahead. You call the alt-left is the same as neo-Nazis?
All of those people, excuse me, I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee. So, excuse me. And you take a look at some of the groups and you see, and you know it if you were honest reporters, which in many cases you're not, but many of those people were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. So this week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop? But they were there to protest, excuse me. You take a look the night before, they were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. Infrastructure question. Go ahead.